We have been thinking about the ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believers. This has been a long series, and I trust none of you are tiring of thinking about this series. And when we think of the length of this series, probably this is some 15 or 16 different ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. And someone else teaching the same subject might think of even more. The purpose of this study is not to make us weary, but it's to make us aware of the resources we have in our relationship with the Lord Jesus. The fact that God has put at our disposal tremendous resources of every kind and description. No matter what our needs might be, and some of you are full of needs, and I'm sympathetic to this, brothers and sisters, that some of you are full of tremendous needs. Needs that I've never experienced. You've gone through situations such as this typhoon that I've never been through. I've been through typhoons. I've been a missionary for 50 years now. I've been in typhoons in the Philippines and Hong Kong, but never anything like this one. Some of you are going through other experiences that I've never been through. But the thing that I want to emphasize is that God has put at our disposal in the indwelling Holy Spirit tremendous resources. And we need to tap these resources. They're ours. They're ours to tap and to get into and to experience in our lives. And we don't need to have barren, empty lives. What we need to do is to get into these resources. And by the Spirit of God, have these resources, have these deep needs in our lives met, so that our lives are no longer barren and empty. I want us to turn our attention now to three verses of Scripture. And these three verses of Scripture, all of them, all three of them, use the word whatsoever or whatever. The first of these is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. And this verse says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." And then again, in Colossians chapter 3, again, this same word is picked up, whatsoever. Verse 17, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." The third one is found in verse 23 of Colossians 3. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." So in all three of these passages, the word whatsoever is used. One says we're to do everything to the glory of God. The other one says, in verse 17 of Colossians 3, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the third one says, we're to do it heartily, we're to do it heartily as to the Lord Jesus, in other words. Now, I want to deal with the word whatsoever. These three passages are speaking of extreme circumstances. And that's what I want to just touch on in these few moments, extreme circumstances. God does not promise us that we're not going to pass through extreme circumstances sometimes. The last of these little verses that I used, where it speaks of doing it heartily, was speaking to slaves. What a terrible life these slaves were living, many of them under unsaved masters. They were being cruelly treated. They were being beaten. They could have their hand cut off for something. They could have cruel beatings with a cruel whip of some kind, where they would lay unconscious for hours after the beating would be over. And now the question was, what kind of an attitude should they have, and how should they do their work? They could say in their hearts, "This man is not deserving of my work. I'm just going to do as little as possible, and I'm not going to work hard for him, and I'm not going to dedicate myself to his work. He treats me so badly. I'm paid nothing for this, and he beats me sometimes, and he speaks to me so harshly." No, he's speaking now to Christians. We don't treat people like this. We don't do our work like this. Some of you may be working under unfavorable circumstances. You have a boss, you have colleagues who tend to rule over you a bit and who tend to speak to you badly and treat you badly and so forth. God does not promise us complete deliverance from extreme circumstances. But he does promise us he will give us the answer to extreme circumstances. And the answer for the slave, for instance, was, do your work heartily. Now, I believe this is a ministry, really, of the Holy Spirit. Who enables us to go on when we're not treated well, when there's no release from our extreme circumstances, when the extreme circumstances go on day after day, week after week, month after month? The people we work with will never change. Our working conditions will never change. The long hours will never change. But somehow we are going to have to change. In other words, in order to meet these extreme circumstances, we ourselves are going to have to change. And this change can only be effected, can only come about by the work of the Holy Spirit, as we depend upon him to take us through these extreme circumstances. So what enables a slave in that day, for instance, to be able to say, no matter what my master does, no matter how he treats me, no matter how many times I get beaten, I am going to do my work as to the Lord. Not just to my master, but as to the Lord himself, as though I were serving the Lord in working for this cruel master. Even if I'm never released from my slavery, even if I die like this, or even die under his persecution and the way he treats me, I still am not going to act as anything but a true Christian. A true Christian will do his work heartily as to the Lord. So what would I suggest to you, brothers and sisters, who may be going through extreme circumstances, whether working conditions, school conditions, or whatever? My suggestion to you is this: dedicate your life, everything you do, to the Lord. Let it be done for the Lord, not for men. And no matter what your circumstances might be, even if they're extreme circumstances, God will give you the grace and the strength to continue to do your work in a dedicated way. I just want to leave with you this one illustration, and that is that for many years, I worked up in communist China, and I observed some of the conditions under which the people of China were working. Now, my purpose is not to criticize China. There are many things I love and appreciate and hold dear about China. But one of the things I didn't appreciate was some of the difficult circumstances the people had to work in. And how would I advise the Christians up there? The same way I would advise you. And that is, do your work heartily as to the Lord, knowing that God himself will repay you. And by the Holy Spirit, you can be enabled to do your work heartily, to take away all bitterness, of course, and to do your work heartily as to the Lord. And I pray this for each of you.